Time for us to check in with Barbara Friedman. It's Barb's Wire. She's brought with her some of the top trending stories in social media, and she has the following to report. Welcome.
Good morning. So the first one is ANC versus MK. I think we've all got out our popcorn, and we are waiting to see how this develops. The first court battle, which was with the electoral court, failed earlier this week when the ANC tried to have the newly formed MK party deregistered. The electoral court said, nah, just go away. Like, why didn't you do this when it started? And then suddenly when Zuma was involved, they obviously suddenly felt more threatened. Second issue, which has now been, the judgment has been reserved, is about the name of the party and the logo. And it's so interesting because MK is saying, no, our logo is very different. We have the spirit waist height on the logo, not above our head, like the original MK party logo. You know, MK originally formed in 1961, the armed wing of the African National Congress. And this is just, I really do think, get out the popcorn, because it's fascinating. And yesterday in KZN there, you saw Zuma later addressing a crowd that was really large. And I was just thinking, you know, is this a clever move at all on the part of the SG, Fikile Mbalula of the ANC? It seems like a really not a good, clever move at all, because, you know, he did lodge the founding affidavits about all of this. He seems to have got them so much more support and so much more publicity. So they're probably going, yay, like, thanks, ANC, we're loving this.
It was Zuma that said recently, we're going to get 66%, did he not? I'm thinking, yeah, so his support grows plus, say, 40% of the ANC gets.
You do the math.
See where I'm going? Do you see where I'm going? Maybe this is not stupid.
No, I mean, I think that, I think KZN is going to, I think it's going MK. In a big way.
Well,
and IFP.
You're saying 66%.
I mean, the IFP.
Did you get what I said? If the ANC gets 40% and they get their projected,
I don't
Brenta
think they'll get 66. I
no,
think
they
I
won't. Have... But together, nudge, wink.
No. Okay. So, all the analysts are saying, predicting that the ANC will never go into any kind of coalition.
But maybe
with
that
MK.
Is the grand plan.
Oh, it's the secret plan. Yeah. Well, not that secret.
Listen, yeah. I mean, we're supposed to be conspiratorial in this country.
We are. Okay, I get it. Yes. Okay, if that was the case, wow. Well, that was a nefarious plan. I don't get that sense, though. The supporters seem to be really on opposite sides, literally, of the street yesterday.
Could it be Eswatini. That battle for the soul of the ANC playing out?
Is this how it's playing out? Is this what's finally happened, you know, and then they come together, right?
I don't
entirely believe that, but yes.
I know I'm spoiling a lot of people's weekend
it's fine. You know, I mean, obviously, like.
But yeah. I think Jacob Zuma is an intelligent man, contrary to popular belief. I think he's wily.
Wily, definitely. Yeah.
You got to be intelligent to be wily.
I think he always was an intelligent, wily man, but, you know, doing things for his own agenda.
Yeah, absolutely.
But.
So yeah,
let's see what happens. Anyway, that is definitely the sort of fascinating story to watch. The second story I've decided to talk about, there were so many options, but I've gone with this. We complain so much in Cape Town. I mean, obviously Joburg are not having a great water time, but we do complain a lot here about pollution and effluent sewage going into our Cape Town rivers and sea estuaries. We know how often on this show callers phone in about the Muizenberg situation and how everyone's got E. coli, the levels of E. coli are too high and everyone's got tummy bugs from it. So I was quite interested to see yesterday, I mean, then this morning, this breaking story about the sewage that has been pouring into the Thames River in the UK. Because for some reason, we always think they've got things under control and we're just a big mess here in South Africa. And actually, this article and the statistics of this were just so shocking to me about the hours and hours of sewage. Because of conditions that had happened there, things that have gone wrong, a treatment works near the Thames River due to heavy rainfall had broken. The Thames, the pictures of the Thames, I don't know what you've got a more realistic image in your head of what these rivers look like. It's just appalling. And then at the same time, recent research coming out that more than 3.6 million hours of raw sewage discharge into rivers and seas in the UK over the previous 12 months.
Wow.
Which is like an increase of like, I don't know, 50% or something from the previous year. That is shocking. And I would always think in a country where surely their laws, their pollution laws, are more entrenched maybe, but clearly not. So I get so depressed when I read these stories, and I just think, you know, everyone goes, oh, we live in a third world country. Well, if the UK can't even get it right to save our planet, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of debate around the sewage leaking into the rivers in the UK. You must go and check out that particular debate. But a lot of people are just questioning the kind of issues that we are questioning, quality of leadership.
So it's no different, you know. And this is, it's just so disheartening to me. Anyway, that story, certainly out of the UK, is a big deal today. And I decided to end on a happier note because just this week I feel like everything has been so miserable. So the other day I did see on my Instagram feed Sia Khaleesi, our rugby captain, currently playing in France for Racing 92. He shared some pictures and a video of his son Nick playing his first rugby game for Racing 92. Proud dad, took to his Instagram and said, so proud of this one, played his first game for Racing 92. The tape on the wrist, he said, and then you see in the video the tape on the wrist. And him, this tall 9-year-old, because I went to check how old he is, I thought he was older. Obviously taking after his dad. He's just a little bit taller than I thought for a 9.5-year-old. But scoring a try.
Wow.
Isn't that adorable?
So the tape on the wrist, is that trademark Sia?
I mean, so cute. So cute. And daddy was very, very proud. And I just thought, if you want to like see something happy, go and have a look at Sia Khaleesi's Instagram and have a look, because it's just so sweet. And they are living, I don't know, I follow Rachel and Sia, they are living such a great life in Europe and going to London for visits, and the kids are just clearly like having a wonderful experience.
You better tell them about the Thames, maybe no rowing on the Thames anymore. Thank you, Barbara Friedman. Bob, so have a liquor weekend, Barbara, and I'll see you next
Long Tuesday. Weekend.
Indeed.